and boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, if you're any kind of a sports fan, I'll bet you'd be mighty happy if you had a date to eat breakfast tomorrow morning with a bunch of great athletes like Bob Feller, Ernie Lombardi, Hank Greenberg, Joe DiMaggio, Dixie Walker. Well, you know, if you were to see those fellows at the breakfast table, you'd make a mighty interesting discovery. You'd find that every one of them calls for his breakfast of champions regularly and often. And that's for sure. You see, hundreds of great athletes in just about every line of sport you can name rate that combination of Wheaties, milk or cream, and fruit their favorite training breakfast cereal. And for some mighty good reasons, too. In the first place, a breakfast of champions is the finest flavored breakfast I know. You get the extra special malty flavor of whole wheat plus the flavor of the fruit you like best. And man, when you get those two flavors together in one dish, it's mighty hard to keep from going back for big second helping. Try it tomorrow and see if that combination of top-notch flavor doesn't hit the spot with you. And another thing, this breakfast of champions is so doggone easy to fix, you can have it all ready in no time at all. Just reach for that orange and blue package. Shake a man-sized helping of Wheaties into a bowl, top it off with your favorite fruit, and you've got the very same breakfast dish that's an all-time winner with Ernie Lombardi and hundreds of other great athletes. What's more, a breakfast of champions is mighty nourishing. It gives you all of the essential nourishment of 100% choice whole wheat. It's good, substantial nourishment that sticks by you and doesn't let you down. So why not join the great gang of Wheaties fans tomorrow morning? Ask Mother to get you a big supply of Wheaties and then eat a swell-tasting, nourishing breakfast of champions tomorrow morning and every morning from now on. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. The schooner Spindrift, slipping through a calm sea, is now in sight of Honolulu. The western sun is sinking into the horizon, lighting up Diamond Head with its golden glow. Billy is at the wheel with Betty beside him. Jack and Uncle Jim are trying to identify a suspicious-looking schooner, which is just showing its sails astern of them. They have reason to believe those aboard it may be pursuing the Spindrift to steal a chart and a remarkable Moro ring, which may lead to the recovery of the precious element uranium-235 lost in a sunken yacht in the Sulu Sea. Listen.
Can you see her through the glasses, Uncle Jim? I mean, can you see if she is the schooner?
I can see her pretty well, Jack. Yes, I'm sure she's the one. After we shook her off in the storm, she probably came straight to Hawaii. I bet she's been cruising back and forth to intercept us.
But she missed us. At least it's almost too late for her to try any rough stuff now. If the breeze doesn't die down, we'll hit the Honolulu breakwater tonight.
And if it does die, it'll be too bad for us. That schooner's powered with a diesel engine.
Dr. Shapiro and his gang aren't sparing any expense to get the chart in the ring, are they?
And they won't spare any expense, Jack. When you consider what it means to any nation to get hold of that uranium-235 and to unlock the unlimited energy in the atom, why, they'll move heaven and earth to thwart us.
Well, they haven't licked us yet. Billy, easy to starboard and reach straight for Diamond Head. It'll be dark soon and you'll have the lights to bear on.
Aye, aye, Skipper Jack. I was thinking of Blackbeard. All the trouble he's gone to for nothing. Just trying to get that ring. Have you seen him lately, Betty?
Not for a half an hour, Billy. Maybe he's jumped overboard to try and swim ashore. He could do it in this calm sea.
He won't do it until he gets his hands on that chart and the ring. I'll bet he's below, thinking up a good answer to tell Shapiro's gang when their schooner pulls in.
If this wind dies down, we're going to have that gang on top of us tonight.
But where is Blackbeard? Up to some mischief, I'll bet.
Well, he's missing a wonderful sunset. Look how Diamond Head lights up. My little land looks good after all these days at sea.
Here comes Blackbeard now, up from the forecastle. Your friends are still astern, Blackbeard. We'll beat them to the breakwater yet.
Straight from a barnacle, Jack. Can't you believe an old tar? Them's not friends of mine. Didn't I tell you they double-crossed me?
That's your story, Blackbeard, and you're stuck with it.
Oh, look.
Why, Betty, what's the trouble? You see a ghost?
Look, is that smoke?
Where?
There, seeping through the main hatch.
Smoke? No, that's... Wait a minute. Jumping crickets, maybe it is smoke. That means fire. Lend a hand, Blackbeard, quick. Oh, look at the smoke. I can't see the fire. It must be way down in the hold.
Close the hatch, Jack, quick. Open the hatch and let the fire breathe.
That's closed. Tight.
Tell me, did you see the fire?
I don't know. Too much smoke. I couldn't see anything.
We've got to act quickly. The gasoline is stored down there. It may go up any moment. Throw some water and supplies in the skiff and lower it. Then we'll fight the fire.
Right. Just water and supplies?
That's all, Jack. I'll get the strong box, the compass, the outboard motor, and a few other things. Billy, bring the ship upwind and leave the wheel. Help Jack load supplies.
You bet I will.
Betty, you get in the skiff as soon as we lower it and stand by to cast off if the gasoline blows up.
I will not. I'll help you and Jack and get in the skiff when you do.
You'll do as you're told, Betty.
All right, Uncle Jim.
Splice my backstay, Captain Fairview. Maybe I can lick that fire.
You can't go down in that hold without a fire mask, Blackbeard. You'll suffocate.
Well, I'll go below in the forward cabin with an axe and knock out the bulkhead.
Good. That may work. Knock out the bulkhead and play the big extinguishers in the base of the hole.
When you get the bulkhead knocked out, Blackbeard, sound off. I'll come below and lend you a hand.
If we can get to the blaze before it reaches the gasoline or the autogyro, we may save the boat yet.
All right. Everyone knows what he's to do. Now get to work.
I'll get the food supplies, Jack. You get a water can.
Eddie, Uncle Jim told you to stay with the skip when we lower it.
I can't, Jack. I just can't. If the boat blows up, I've got to be with the rest of it.
Okay, Betty. Hi, Billy. Betty will help me with the supplies. You get the skiff unlashed and ready to lower.
Right, Jack. Then I'll help you.
There's a water cask in the galley, some unopened hardtack, and a lot of canned goods. We won't need very much.
Good girl. You know where everything is. Let's go.
Oh, here. Is that water cask large enough?
It ought to be. With any luck, we can make shore with the outboard.
Oh, then we won't need much food.
Better play safe. Might get a strong offshore wind, and the outboard motor might break down. We might get blown way out.
Oh, the smoke. It's getting worse.
I know. I don't like it being so close to the gasoline. You ought to be back in the skiff.
And leave you and Billy and Uncle Jim to burn up?
Now, Blackbeard will burn up with us.
That's Blackbeard now. He's smashing a hole through the bulkhead.
Hey, this water chest is heavy. Yeah, Blackbeard really is smashing things up below. I hope he breaks through near the fire.
Who'd have thought a box of hardtack could weigh so much? Oh, here's Billy. Can you lend a hand, Billy?
You bet, Betty. Here, give me that box. You better take some of the lighter stuff.
Okay.
Can you handle that cask all right, Jack? Only on special occasions like this. Is the skiff ready?
Yep.
She's hanging out from the davits, all ready to load.
Good.
Stand clear while I squeeze through with this cask. How's the fire?
It's worse, Jack. Smoke is just streaming through the hatch cover.
We better hurry. The smoke is bad, isn't it? Where's Uncle Jim?
In the main cabin. He put the strong box in the skiff, and then he went back for the compass and the outboard motor.
I guess that'll be enough water. And food, too, if we don't get blown out to sea for a day or two.
But I don't see the smoke.
Too dark, Betty. But you can smell it, though. Here, I'll flash my light on it. See it?
Oh, I can see the flames, too.
I don't think so, Betty. That's the reflection of my light. But you can bet there are flames below with all that smoke.
Blackbeard ought to have broken through the bulkhead by this time.
Yeah, he stopped smashing things up, Jack. He must be through. Gosh, I sure hope he can get the big extinguisher going in time.
Blackbeard has his moments, hasn't he? We think he's our worst enemy, and then down he goes to save us.
Maybe. But don't forget he's saving his own hide, too. And maybe saving that chart and the ring that he wants to get.
Well, everything is stowed, Jack, except what Uncle Jim is bringing. Here he comes now.
Water in, food in.
Everything ready, Uncle Jim.
Good. I've loaded the strong box, and here's the compass and the small outboard. Two pairs of oars, Jack?
Two pairs, sir. All lashed down.
Unlash one pair so Betty can get away in a hurry if things blow up. All right, Betty, in you go, and we'll lower away.
But, Uncle Jim...
No but, young lady. I'm skipper here. In you go.
All right, Uncle Jim, but if anything happens to the rest of us...
Something will happen to us if you kill time arguing. Lower away, Billy.
Aye, aye, sir. What a break that the sea's calmed down. Is she all clear, Betty?
All clear.
Good. Unhook the block. I've got the painter made fast here.
She blows up, Betty. Unship the painter from your end and pull away in the clear. Then stand by to pick us up. We've got to get to shore before that schooner overhauls us.
I'll see how Blackbeard is coming on with the fire.
There he is now. What luck, Blackbeard?
Oh, hard to tell, Jack. I cut through, dumped one extinguisher and then another on her. But she's still ablazing.
Can we put it out?
Well, I was just about to say, if you'll all come down and help move stuff, we can get to it.
I don't know. That gasoline...
It's not to the gasoline yet. It won't be for a few minutes. But if you'll all come down...
All right, follow me, Jack and Billy.
Why, I hope we can put it out, Billy. I hope so, too, Jack.
Blackbeard cut a hole, sure enough. Give me that light, Billy. I'll go in and pass stuff back to you. You pass it to Jack, and Jack, you pile it up. But keep the exit clear. We don't want to be trapped here.
Here, give me that, Billy.
She's still burning somewhere. Never saw so much smoke in my life. We've got to work fast. Pass it back, Billy. Pass it back. We'll find the blaze yet.
Here you are, Jack. Wet stuff. Blackbeard is toast and all.
Shoot it back.
Funny, don't see any sign of scorching.
Oh, get the fires further back. Betty, what are you doing here?
Uncle Jim, I hear.
But you've no business here. It's not safe.
I know, Jack, I know, but I just couldn't stay in the skiff all safe when all of you were here fighting the fire, so I climbed back up.
All right, Betty, I understand. Here, I'll pass this stuff back to you, and you pile it on one side. But don't block the companionway.
Okay.
I think I'm getting close to it. Jack, pass up the extinguisher.
Here you are, Billy. Shoot it up.
Okay. There, did you get it, Uncle Jim? Did you get it?
Yes, I got it. Wait a minute.
What's this?
What is it?
Look. Well, it's not a fire at all. Not a real fire. Just a whole lot of smoke.
What?
Just a tin box of old rags and hemp and wet oakum. Smoldering away and making enough smoke to shame a forest fire.
But what caused it?
Spontaneous combustion, perhaps, Billy. It's always dangerous to leave old paint rags around in a box or closet.
Say, maybe it's not spontaneous combustion. Maybe it was done on purpose.
You mean...
Jack, you're right. What a blind fool I've been. Is Blackbeard there with you?
Well, yes, he's No, he's not. He's not here.
Well, of course he's not. Don't you see it all? This was a trap, and we fell into it up to our necks. Quick, Jack. Undeck and see if the skiff is still there.
Hard to see, it's so dark. But I hear the motor. The skiff is gone. And Blackbeard...
Yes, Blackbeard's gone, too. Now, Jack, I never give that scoundrel credit for the sense he has.
But, Uncle Jim, the strongbox. The chart and the ring. They're both in the strongbox.
Oh, Uncle Jim, it's all my fault. If I'd stayed in the skiff...
Well, I'm glad you didn't this time, Betty. But next time, remember that orders are orders.
But now Blackbeard has the chart and the ring.
Oh, well, not this time. I slipped them into my pocket when I brought up the strongbox, just in case. See? Here's the ring. Still glowing with that green fire in the dark.
Oh, Uncle Jim, how wonderful.
Gosh, and Blackbeard thinks he has it. He's going back to meet his gang on the schooner, and he thinks the chart and the ring are still in the strongbox.
Billy, won't that gang see red when they open that box? This makes the third time we fooled them.
The third time, Jack. We've a long way to go yet. They'll be in Honolulu with us tomorrow, and they won't waste any time getting to work. They're going to try and get that ring if they have to blow up the harbor to do it.
Say, what is going to happen in Honolulu? Is Dr. Shapato's crew going to sit still and let Jack and his friends get safely away to the Sulu Sea with that chart and that precious ring? And what about Blackbeard? He's going to have to do something to save his own skin. It looks as though some thrilling adventure is piling up for the crew of the Spindrift. So listen in, all of you, at the same time Monday to another thrilling adventure in the mystery of the luminous Moro Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, how would you like to wake up tomorrow with a swell surprise waiting for you? Well, you'll get a pleasant surprise if there's a big breakfast of champions parked on the table waiting for you. That combination of Wheaties, milk or cream, and fruit delivers a top-notch flavor. It's the kind of extra special flavor that ought to bring you right back to the big orange and blue Wheaties package for a big second helping. Get a couple of packages of Wheaties and enjoy a breakfast of champions with all the whole wheat goodness of Wheaties every morning.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions.